This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin in Idaho, where they're searching for an escaped prison inmate and an accomplice. The AP's Julie Walker.
Police in Boise, Idaho say three corrections officers were shot as a suspect staged a brazen attack to break a prison inmate out of a Boise hospital. Two of the officers were shot early Wednesday. The third was shot and wounded when arriving police mistook the correctional officer for the suspect. Officers had taken Skylar Mead to St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center for treatment. As they were preparing to return to the prison, a suspect began shooting at officers, striking two of them. Mead and the suspected shooter have not been taken into custody. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is evacuating Americans from troubled Haiti. In Florida, the father of a rescued two-year-old is grateful.
It took a couple of tries, and they didn't give up. They stayed with us until the end of the mission, which I can happily say was a mission accomplished, and we're finally reunited with Julian, our two-year-old son.
Philippe Armand spoke to WFTV in Florida. Word came yesterday that more than 15 Americans had been airlifted from the capital of Haiti, Port-au-Prince. Two more former Mississippi officers will be sentenced today after pleading guilty to torturing two black men. They face lengthy prison terms for attacking the victims with a stun gun, a sex toy, and other objects before one of the victims was shot. It would be the first UN resolution on artificial intelligence. The General Assembly is set to vote today on a measure intended to make sure that AI is safe, secure, and trustworthy. Russia attacked Kyiv this morning, Ukraine's capital. Kyiv residents woke up to loud explosions. Ukraine says 13 people were wounded. This is AP News. There's a new look at the number of crimes in the U.S., and it comes from the FBI. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
New FBI statistics show violent crime in the United States dropping again last year, continuing a downward trend after a pandemic-era spike. Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
We're expected to buy more stuff this year. A trade group predicts retail sales will increase as much as 3.5% this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.